The Borden Company presents The Jenny Sims Show with Frank Duvall and his orchestra, the Borden Chorus, ex-serviceman Bud Reese, myself, Kenny Delmar, filling in for Don Wilson, and Jenny's guest tonight, Eddie Cantor. Now here's the star of our show, lovely Jenny Sims.
Last night I met the nicest boy a gal could ever meet. The moment that he touched my hand, he swept me off my feet. And as I fell, I soon could tell I had him falling too. And even though it was a dream, I don't mind telling you. One more dream, and he's mine. One more dream, and he's mine. 40 rings, and me thinks he'll be mine. Had him hooked, things look fine, but he slipped off the line. One more dream, and he's mine. I went to bed at 8 o'clock and tried to go to sleep. I dimmed the light and pulled the shade and started counting sheep. I counted several thousand head and fell asleep, but say, I couldn't find that man of mine. The sheep were in the way.
One more dream.
And he's mine.
Just one more dream.
And he's mine. One more dream. And he's mine. One good dose, he'll propose and be mine. There we were, arm in arm, then I heard the alarm. One more dream.
One more dream.
One more dream. And he's mine. Hello, everyone. Well, tonight our Borden show is coming to you from New York City. It's very nice being here and meeting so many old friends again, and especially that grand comedian who's here with us tonight, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you, Ginny. It's nice to see you again.
But you know, Eddie, things surely have changed since I was in New York last. Why, the day I got here, Mayor LaGuardia left office.
Yeah, yeah. And the little flower was a great mayor. You know, I'm really going to miss his counsel and advice. I really am.
Oh, was he a personal friend of yours?
No, but now who's going to read me what happens to B.O. Plenty?
Oh, well. New York is a great city, Eddie. But I'm having a little trouble getting used to this cold weather.
You call this cold weather?
Mm-hmm.
Tell her. Ginny, you should have been here 2 weeks ago. It was so cold on Governor's Island, 6 colonels were demoted to second lieutenants.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, the eagles on their shoulders flew south for the winter.
Well, Eddie, are you going to be in New York for the winter?
Oh, no, not for the whole winter. Just to the 21st of January, when my show Nellie Bly opens at the Adelphi Theater here in New York.
Oh, that's right, Eddie. I hear you're quite a producer. Is this your first big production?
Ginny, remember, I have 5 daughters.
Eddie, a little later on. During the weeks our Borden show was in Hollywood, we were fortunate in getting jobs for quite a few recently discharged servicemen. We received a great many letters from talented GIs here in the East, and now that we're here, we're anxious to help as many of them as we can to reestablish themselves in their professional careers. In our first Eastern auditions, we had a fine showing of talent. Outstanding in the group was the fine baritone voice of a handsome Brooklyn boy, Corporal Bud Breeze, formerly of the Army Air Forces. Come on out and meet the folks, Bud.
Thank you, Jenny.
Say, Bud, you were in the China-Burma-India Theater of War for 15 months, weren't you?
Yes, I was with the Air Transport Command. We made 10 trips over the hump.
My, that doesn't sound like a picnic. Did you run into any trouble?
Well, our C-47 did crack up once, but we were lucky enough to get out okay.
Sounds pretty exciting.
Yes, but the biggest kick I think I'll ever have in my life, Jenny, came in Burma. Our entertainment unit entertained the boys of the famous Mars Task Force. They were just back from 4 months behind Jap lines.
I bet they certainly appreciated your show.
Yes, Jenny, there was an audience I'll never forget.
Say, tell me, Bud, how did you come to take up singing in the first place?
Well, my sister's a singer, Jenny.
Oh?
When I was about 13, she took me to a radio studio with her. Well, when nobody was looking, I got up before a live mic and started singing.
How'd you make out?
I guess they liked it. They offered me a job as a boy soprano.
Oh, no, boy soprano.
Yes, but it didn't last long. I woke up one morning and found I was a baritone.
I see. Well, I know that things must have turned out all right, Bud, because just before you went in the Army, you were singing with Paul Barron's orchestra. Is that right?
Well, Jenny, that's the kind of work I like best.
I certainly enjoyed your singing in our auditions this week, and I want the folks to hear you now.
Okay,
do
Jenny.
Do it for me.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? Many roses are sprinkled with dew. How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean?
Beautiful, Bud. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know about Bud's new job. I talked to George Thomas Cullen, the manager of the Mayflower Hotel in Akron, Ohio, this afternoon, and Bud starts to work there in the terrace room, on January 7th. Isn't that fine?
Jenny, I call this a pretty swell break for a Brooklyn boy. No kidding.
Well, I'm sure that you'll go over big at the Mayflower, Bud. The very best of luck to you. And now for appearing on our Borden show tonight, here's $100 in cash, your radio salary. And I know that you like to fly, so there's a plane ticket to Akron, Ohio.
Well, thanks again, Jenny, and good night.
Good night, and good luck to you. Let us hear from you.
Oh, excuse me. I got a telegram here for Miss Jenny Sims.
I'll take it.
Get them dusty digits off it, Bud. You ain't Jenny Sims.
I'm Jenny Sims. What is it?
Well, I got here a singing telegram from Don Wilson in Hollywood. I will now render it at you. Me. I missed you so that I could scream, oh, when you left dear old Califino. When you came back, oh, what a dream, oh, you and I in the glass of hemo. It's made by Borden's. It's delicious and nutritious. It's that ever-loving hee-hee-mo drink. Sign here.
Oh, that's the oddest telegram I've ever heard.
Well, not at all, Jenny. That Don Wilson must be a wonderful, sweet, sentimental guy to send a wire like that.
Well, sentimental.
Well, certainly. He knows the way to a girl's heart. He knows that hee-mo has a newer, richer, mild chocolate flavor. He just wants you to know that delicious hee-mo is even more delicious. It's extra rich with chocolate. I think it was very thoughtful of Don.
You want I should sing it again?
No, I don't think that's necessary.
But, lady, I'm reeking with vocal ability. I once sang the lead in an operetta, The Golden Peacock.
The Golden Peacock?
Yeah, I came out dressed in gold and silver feathers, webbed feet, and a bill 5 feet long. I resemble nothing so much as a beautiful bird.
How did you make out?
I laid an egg. Just think, if that show had been a hit, I might have been rich.
What?
Might have been rich.
No, you mean vitamin rich. Hemo is not only vitamin rich. It's also mineral rich. According to United States nutritionists, 2 glasses of Hemo made with milk supply a full day's need of these vital vitamins, A, B1, B2, D, and niacin. And these minerals, iron, phosphorus, and calcium.
Well, all I know is I'm suspicious of this here telegram. This guy Wilson signed it in some secret code.
A secret code?
Yeah, it says, Don Wilson, did to go ahead.
Did to go ahead?
D-T-G-O-H-E-D, did to go ahead.
Oh, no, no. D-T-G-O-H-E-D means drink 2 glasses of Hemo every day.
I might have known.
Hemo tastes swell, and it's swell for you. And remember, hot Hemo is a perfect cold weather beverage.
Well, I gotta leave now. I got lots of wires to deliver.
Yeah, wait a minute. I've been thinking that's an awful funny uniform for a telegraph boy.
Oh, I'm just wearing this uniform temporarily.
Temporarily?
Yeah, I'm on terminal leave from the Confederate Army. So long.
I'll be loving you through all eternity. But if you don't believe me, wait and see.
That was very nice. You know, you're one of my favorite singers.
Oh, thank you, Eddie. Coming from the producer of Nellie Bly, I consider that quite a compliment.
Yes, I'm a producer now, but don't get me wrong. Just because I'm a producer doesn't mean I'm a wolf, you know.
Oh, no, Eddie. You're more of a kanga wolf.
I don't get... kanga wolf?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
A wolf with a pouch.
Ginny, that is no pouch. I've been eating in such swanky places lately, my stomach has a swelled head, that's all. But that's the trouble with being a producer. You see, most people think a producer is a guy with 15 telephones who chases girls. If you and Kenny will help me, I'll show you what people actually think goes on in the producer's office. Ready? Ready? We go. All right. Come in.
Good morning, Master.
Oh, it's you, Delmar.
Yes, Master. I brought you the results of our most beautiful girl in the world contest, in the country contest.
Yes.
The judges are divided. Some say the girls are prettiest in the East, and some say the girls are prettiest in the West.
Nonsense. As far as I'm concerned, girls are pretty all over. Take your time. It's a half-hour program.
Well, anyway, Master, the winners of the contest are waiting to see you.
Uh-huh.
You promised to give them all jobs, remember?
All right. Send the first one in.
I'll get her, oh great tycoon. This way, Miss Simmons.
Hello.
Come in, honey.
Oh, you must be Eddie Cantor, the greatest producer and entertainer in show business today.
That's a very pretty speech, miss. Where did you get it from?
It's printed on your door.
You left out Notary Public. Let's get down to the interview.
Mr. Cantor, do you have a part for me in your new play?
Yeah, sit right down and we'll talk it over.
Thank you. Do you know I'm sitting on your lap?
You are? Small world, isn't it, huh?
Mr. Cantor, are you married?
Well,
Well, are you married?
No, but I'm engaged in a very big way. Now, regarding your part... Excuse me, the phone. Hello? What? What's that? You wish your boss would use Truche lotion on his hands? They're all chapped and rough. You can't stand it? Okay, I'll tell him.
Who was that?
Elsie the cow. Now, Miss Simmons, about your part in my play, I want to ask you some questions. Do you have any acting ability?
None.
Can you dance?
No.
Can you sing?
No, I have nothing to offer.
Silly girl. Now, miss, I'm quite sure I can use you in Nellie Bly.
Oh, Mr. Cantor, thank you very much.
Well, that's quite all right, my dear, but before you go, there's something I have to tell you.
Yes?
Well, I'm your producer, and I've just given you your first big part, and you want to be a success on Broadway, don't you, honey?
Oh, yes.
Well, honey...
But, Mr. Cantor...
I'm sorry, honey, but there's no way of getting around it.
But
that's all right, honey. You're not the only one. Everyone's got to join the Actors Equity Association. Well, Ginny Sims, that's the way people think a Broadway producer acts. But now I want to show you what kind of a producer I really am. I'm sitting in my office when my assistant enters. Sounds like Jack Benny going in to change a half a dollar.
Hey, Eddie.
What is it, Kenny?
Them cleaning women want to get in here.
Don't tell me they're going to clean my office again.
No, they want to get their brooms.
You mean I rented a broom closet?
Certainly. What did you think that mop was standing in the corner?
That's a mop? Holy smokes, I just signed it to a 2-year contract. I thought it was Hildegard.
Well, anyhow, there's a chorus girl outside to see you.
Is she, pretty?
I'll say, oh boy.
Well, in that case, you better stay in the room with us. I don't want to be alone with a beautiful girl. Oh, what a liar I am.
Back this way, miss.
Hey, how's about letting me have a job in your show, Bub? How's about it, huh? What do you say, kid? Give us a job, will you, hey? I moited him and Joyce, I did. I moited him.
Greer Garson. Say, miss.
Yeah, I suppose you want to see my gams, hey?
Your gams? Your gams and they ain't hay. Listen, Oh, no, you don't. No, don't you show me your legs. No, you don't. You are in the office of Eddie Cantor.
But, Mr. Cantor...
Now, please. The last girl who came in here, I ordered out of my office. She had on a much too revealing outfit.
What was she wearing?
Open-toe shoes. Isn't that cuticle? Cool!
Well, aren't you going to give me a job, or aren't you?
Well, I don't know. Do you have any acting ability?
Why, sure.
Can you dance?
Certainly.
Can you sing?
Of course.
She learned awfully fast, didn't she?
What about my job, hey?
What about an audition?
I'll put on my bathing suit and sing by the sea, by the beautiful sea. See?
Well, if you're going to sing in a bathing suit, I'm going in that closet.
Why? Are you bashful?
Bashful nothing. That's where I keep my binoculars, see?
Waiting for the train to come in. Waiting for my man to come home. I've counted every minute of the live long day. Been so melancholy since he went away. I've shed a million teardrops or more. Waiting for the one I adore. I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track. Looking for the choo-choo train that brings him back. I'm waiting for my life to begin. Waiting for the train to come in.
Waiting for the train.
for my girl to come home. I counted every minute of the livelong day. Been so melancholy since he went away. I've shed a million teardrops or more.
Or less.
Waiting for the one I adore.
Yes, yes.
I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track. Looking for the choo-choo train that brings him back. I'm waiting for my life to begin. Waiting for the train.
That's wonderful, the way you put over a song.
Oh, you're very gracious, Eddie, because after all, you've been singing songs for 35 years.
Ginny, not so loud. People would think I'm as old as Jack Benny. I'm not, you know.
Oh, no?
Of course not. Old as Jack Benny. I'm much older.
But, Eddie, you have more pep than a lot of young fellas I know. Where do you get your energy?
I'll let you in on a little secret, kid. I get plenty of sleep. Oh. Plenty of it. Some mornings, I don't get up out of my oxygen tent till 11 o'clock.
Oh, you're kidding.
Of course I am. Just give me a chair and let Papa sit down and tell you all about it. The same old canter, the same old tune, but that old ballad, he doesn't croon. He's much too tired and uninspired for making whoopee. I used to kiss each girl I'd see. Now when I meet one, I turn and flee. I'm through with kissing. That urge is missing for making whoopee. I used to go to dances and glide through every waltz. Now I'm home with rolled up pants, both feet in Epsom salts. I used to croon and roll my eyes, but now girls go for other guys. Unlike Sinatra, I'm not so hot at making whoopee. My muscles ache, I feel like heck. My knees are shaky, I am a wreck. My eyes are glassy, I look like Lassie from making whoopee. I used to be footloose and free. Then I met Ida, she said to me, you've simply got to put a stop to making whoopee. When you've made too much whoopee, you'll find it leaves you flat. Whoopee can make you droopy. Georgie Jessel will tell you that. I may be tired, I may be slow, but Mr. Borden, he pays me dough. I still can get work on any network for making whoopee.
Popular song of a few years back and found that its melody recaptured an almost forgotten picture of love and romance. I hope this ballad holds a pleasant memory for you. Wonderful dreams
wonderful schemes from nowhere. Made every hour sweet as a flower for me. If you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with a memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me. If you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with a memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me. You came to me from out of nowhere.
Thank you very much, folks. It's been fun being here. We're a little late, so good night, everybody.
Good night.
Eddie Cantor appears with the courtesy
wherever
of Bristol Myers.
Wherever you are.
This is Kenny Delmar, and this is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.